Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, we are talking about everything from Canada Day and the World Cup to an iPhone airbag and the weekend's top movie. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Monday, July 2nd. You ready? Let's do this. U.S. and North Korean officials met in person over the weekend, and new reports cast some new doubt on the whole North Korea getting rid of nuclear weapons thing. So first up, CNN reports meetings on Sunday was the first face-to-face talks between the two countries since that historic summit last month, you know, when President Trump met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The National Security Advisor told CBS News there is a path for North Korea to get rid of its nuclear programs within just 1 year. But the Wall Street Journal reports that's a long way off. New satellite photos show the country is still developing nuclear weapons. And in fact, some sources told the Journal they believe Kim Jong-un has even ramped up production at secret sites. So a lot could still change. Stay tuned. Canada has officially put new tariffs in place in retaliation for tariffs the U.S. already imposed. So now the AP reports U.S. products like steel and iron will have an extra 25% tax in Canada and 10% on products like ketchup and dishwasher detergent. Those are the same percentages of tariffs the U.S. put in place back in May. The back and forth is part of President Trump's plan to pressure Canada and Mexico to rewrite NAFTA. Remember, that's the North American Free Trade Agreement. So far, it hasn't happened. Now President Trump says he doesn't expect a done deal on that until after the U.S. midterm elections. That's in November. So this is far from over. And by the way, it was also Canada Day yesterday, a federal holiday in Canada to celebrate the country. Many Canadians will have the day off today. In fact, it's similar to Independence Day in the U.S., which is coming up on Wednesday this week. Mexico just elected a new president last night. The Washington Post reports it's the first leftist president in decades. His name is Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a.k.a. AMLO. He's the former mayor of Mexico City, and he promises to get rid of corruption and reduce violence, and to bring down what he calls the, quote, mafia of power. It's not a movie, at least not yet. This really happened. A bunch of armed gunmen and a helicopter helped a French gangster break out of a prison just south of Paris, France. Reuters reports the criminal was serving 25 years and is one of the country's most infamous gangsters. And get this, gunmen jumped from the helicopter to free him from prison while he was in a visitor's room. And apparently, this isn't the first time this has happened. The same guy escaped back in 2013. He was rearrested 6 weeks later. So we'll see if he gets caught again. All right, some other things to know today. It's going to be a hot 4th of July for some parts of the U.S. ABC News reports areas from Chicago to New York City dealt with a heat index in the triple digits. And for many areas in the Midwest and the Northeast, those heat warnings and advisories are expected to last through the holiday this week. As for the West Coast, wildfires are still a problem. The AP says there are new evacuations in Northern California, just south of the San Francisco Bay Area. And some social media posts showed an orange sky over the Bay Area because of those fires. Basketball superstar LeBron James is coming to the West Coast. ESPN reports he'll be playing for the LA Lakers on a new four-year, $154 million contract. He's leaving his hometown team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, which, by the way, he helped get to the NBA Finals this year, although they did end up losing to the Golden State Warriors. James thanked the Cavs in an Instagram post, saying Cleveland will always be his home. Time for another quick World Cup update. There was another big upset. Some are calling this one of the biggest upsets in World Cup history. Russia, the lowest-ranked team at the World Cup this year, beat Spain over the weekend, which means the host country is now heading to the quarterfinals. Today starts with Mexico hoping for yet another upset as it tries to beat Brazil. There are two more weeks of matches, so this is all to be continued. If you had some internet or phone problems on Friday or over the weekend, you are not alone. Comcast had a big outage. The Wall Street Journal reports it was because of cuts to two fiber lines. It knocked out cable, internet, and phone services around the country. And you don't actually have to be a Comcast customer to have been affected by this. Reports say some other internet companies may sometimes route traffic through the Comcast network, so it could have been affected. Comcast said it was working on the issue right away, so services should be restored. It's like an airbag for your smartphone. The Verge reports a German engineering student has come up with a phone case that can sense when your phone is falling to the ground, and it automatically releases metal prongs so your phone and its fragile screen never actually hit the ground. It's not for sale yet, but you can expect a Kickstarter campaign to launch sometime in the next month. For the second weekend in a row now, the movie Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom took the top spot at the box office. The Hollywood Reporter says it brought in $60 million in North America, and it's nearing that $1 billion mark around the world. Incredibles 2 stayed at number 2 on its third weekend. And that's it for today. You are all caught up from the weekend. Thanks so much for listening. And for those of you who have left reviews on iTunes or wherever you listen, like the person who said, I really appreciate hearing unbiased news that allows me to get the facts and keep up with what's happening. That is always my goal, so thank you for leaving that review. And remember, if you want to read more about any of the news stories we talked about today, check out today's show notes. You can find them at thenewsworthy.com. Just click episodes and then find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time, so we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.